Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Welcome back to Gabbing with Gib. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the show, we're lucky to finally have somebody on from Vanderpump Rules for this season, and I'm thrilled that it's Queen Ali Luber. Ali joined Vanderpump Rules as James Chenoweth's girlfriend last year, which was obviously a wild season to have as your first ever on reality TV. Ali won a lot of people over, including myself, with her ability to balance James out, to bring an even, measured energy to both their relationship and also the broader friend group, and her obsession with astrology. And she also unexpectedly happened to play a huge role in the emergence of the revelation that Tom Sandoval was cheating on Ariana Madix with Raquel Leviss, James's ex. As I told her in our interview, I was one of the many people who deemed Ali the sort of Scandoval whistleblower, because she was the first one to openly pick up on and call attention to the fact that there was something nefarious seeming about Tom and Rachel's sudden closeness. During a night out at the Abbey in West Hollywood around the corner from Sir, Ali saw Tom and Raquel dancing really closely and brought it up on camera. And while the confirmation of the affair wouldn't come out for several more months, Ali had her eye on the situation much earlier than her more seasoned castmates did, which impressed me both from like a gut instinct perspective and also from the perspective of her feeling confident enough in this intimidating new environment full of intimidating people to bring up such a scandalous observation on camera and about her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend, who's been on the show for longer than her, no less. It boded well for her, in my opinion, that she was willing to go there. Anyway, in season 11, she's been a very necessary, steady presence on an increasingly divided cast. She can play both sides, and I feel like that's not in a manipulative or like inauthentic way, but in a way that feels organic and right for her. Everyone likes Ali for a reason, and so she should use that to her advantage. She's a true breath of fresh, and she's already smartly using the platform of Bravo to further her other pursuits like astrology readings and her interest in music, which she told me is just a hobby for now. But I genuinely can't stop listening to her song Girls Girl. It's an infectious pop bop, and I'm here for it, and I want more from Ali. Anyway, I loved getting to chat with Ali about her short time on the show, the latest on the situation with her and James's dog, Hippie, how she perceives her co-star's differing approaches to interacting with Sandoval on camera, them all being together at Coachella a few weeks ago, the reunion taping, her thoughts on everything with Joe and Schwartz, and more. Keep listening for my interview with Ali Luber. Tune in to Vanderpump Rules on Bravo on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. And please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gib wherever you listen to your podcasts. I want to gab. Okay, today we're gabbing with Ali Luber, star of Vanderpump Rules, maker of the bop, Girls Girl. Ali has been such a breath of fresh since joining the show last season, and I'm so excited to get some time with her to chat. Ali, thanks for doing this. Phoning in from the big city, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yes, I'm so excited to be in New York City. She's behind me. So nice to meet you.
You too. Of course. So, okay, I mentioned Girls Girl, and I promise I'm not just blowing smoke. I have been very open about the fact that I love this song. It's been on repeat. It's in there with Tortured Poets and Cowboy Carter. And like, I'm just, it's in my rotation. It's in my rotation right now. I'm not lying.
That is the best
Danny Pellegrino and I have both been very public about the fact that we love this song. And I just checked, the music video has over 200,000 views. Like, you must feel pretty good about...
Wait, that's so good. Thank you for... Yeah, thank you. I do feel... Yeah, it feels like a dream. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm really grateful. And yeah, the music video, I'm not even being dramatic. Like, filming that was one of the best days of my life because it was just so much fun. Like, everyone should make a music video with their best friends in the desert. Like, it was just so fun. And so I'm glad that everyone's like feeling the energy and enjoying it. It makes me so happy.
No, it has the best vibes. And did I read that you filmed that the day after the reunion filmed?
Yes.
Oh my God. What a jump scare.
Yeah, I know. It was a very hectic weekend, and Sheena was really... She also, so like the day before the reunion, she just moved into her new house. So she had like just moved into the house, filmed the reunion, and still came all the way to the desert to like film the music video with me. So
girl's girl.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, before we get into it, I know that you are a Swiftie. What's your favorite song off of Tortured Poets right now?
It has to be I Could Do It With a Broken Heart.
Same.
Yeah, same, right? It's just so... I wanted that. I feel like fans wanted that because I remember like seeing the Eras tour and, you know, she went through the breakup and then was going on tour. And I feel like as fans of her, we're also like, but is she okay? Like, does she need a minute? Like, and so that song was just so real. Like,
totally. And it's the sound that I kind of want from her. So I kind of want more of that. You know what I mean?
I agree. The key, like the techno, like key change.
It's cool.
Too. I was like, oh my God, I love it. Yeah.
Okay. So let's jump into Vanderpump Rules. So in this week's episode, we see you and James have a pretty open, frank conversation about the hippie of it all. And that followed a conversation that you had several weeks ago about, or maybe that was even last week, about whether or not you want to have kids in the future. And you talk about being kind of up and down about that. He is very set on having kids and having a family. When you think about conversations like that, like the kind of bigger, deeper, frank conversations, do you feel like the cameras like help you have those conversations and help you be more open about that? Or how do you kind of view having those moments on TV?
Oh, that's such a good question. You're right. It is interesting having like a camera put on you, and I can't really explain why, but you know, you do want to be honest, and it's hard being vulnerable. I think that's the thing too, is like, look at someone like James, who's like so comfortable with his emotions and sharing them. I'm not, but I do think that the cameras being there has helped me really. It's kind of like therapy, you know, like you have to really like search deep within and be like, what do I want? And I mean, James and I have had those questions before, but never that, not that seriously. Cause usually I'll, you know, like sure, one day or, you know, but then yeah, when the cameras are on, it's real. So
yeah,
it kind of helped get the conversation going.
It's a good thing. I feel like ultimately.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. And then, so where do things stand with hippie now? So the conversation on the show is like, you guys are kind of sleeping in separate bedrooms sometimes because of the two pets and them not getting along. We're hesitant to travel with hippie not being able to be looked after James's brother. Where do things stand now in that situation?
So good, which I'm so happy to say. Like, truly, hippie is the love of my life. Like, I love that dog so much. I am his mother. I'm obsessed with him in every way possible. I'm like having withdrawals being in New York City. I miss him so much. But that time, like, so during filming, that was very hard for me because I hadn't really bonded with him completely yet. And the cats are my children. Mm-hmm. And so it really did feel like I was almost having to choose. And I just wasn't thrilled with the situation. But yeah, that was hard. I was really upset. A lot of filming around that time because I felt so bad for my cats. And but now Banks and Hippie are friends. And actually, like, just before I flew to New York City, I was taking a nap and I had Hippie and Banks right next to me. So we are all cuddling together. So
what more could you want? Truly. That makes me really happy.
Me too.
That's great. Yeah. Ariana's also a big pet lover, dog lover. Have you guys bonded over that fact?
Totally. It's funny because I bonded with Sheena a lot because like she has two cats that also look identical to mine, Banks and Bodhi. She has the black cat and the tabby cat. So we bonded a lot over being like cat moms and how, you know, before Hippie, I was saying I wasn't really ready for a dog because they're like a child and it's a lot of responsibility. And James and I travel a lot. But, you know, now that I am a dog mom, I do bond with Ariana over like both shared responsibilities. But I mean, I love him so much. And Lisa Vanderpump actually said when like this whole thing happened, she was like, you're going to make it work. Like you have to, like, that's life. And this is the situation. And it was like good advice in a way where it was like, yeah, like, okay. And now I'm just so happy that we did. And we got Hippie a cleaner and we did take it really, really slow with Hippie and the cats. And I think that it all worked out how it needed to be. So
good. That makes me so happy to hear. Yeah.
I know.
It's a process. It can be a process, but you guys have gotten to the other side of it. Yeah, totally.
James was being so like, they'll never be together because he didn't trust Hippie with the cats. And I was like, I can't live. We can't live. Like, that's just not fair.
That's not sustainable either. Yeah, exactly.
So I was really upset at the time, but really happy now. So at least I have good news there. Yeah.
Good. Okay. And then side note, I love your house together. I love that you're kind of creating this family with the pets and all this stuff. But I feel like the show doesn't let us film a scene at your house without showing the airplanes, without putting the airplane.
No, it's so funny. It's funny because we're filming. And so it's also like, I feel like it's more funny for production because when they fly over, like we can't talk because the mics, you know? And so I feel like from their standpoint, it has to be way more annoying to them than like it is to us. But yeah, we live in the flight path, but also my boyfriend's a DJ that travels all the time. So it's actually so handy that we 5 minutes from the Burbank airport and we're
used to that. Yeah.
I don't know.
There we go. Okay. So we've seen Allie this season. It's been sort of like the season of the girls kind of being united as a group. And we keep seeing you guys call one another the Spice Girls. I love that. But I saw a recent video of Ariana, I think a book event in LA, where she basically talked about how like in the season, the perception was that we were the Spice Girls and like you guys were all kind of on this united front. But watching it back, she has a different perception of how the season actually went. And I think she's probably alluding to Lala and Sheena and some of that stuff that's been talked about. Is that difference in perception true for you as well?
Yeah. Yeah, it is also a little bit. I do feel like we were filming, like it felt very, you know, positive on the girls front. Like, yeah, we'd always joke about the Spice Girls and stuff. And it was always good vibes and energy, like when we were all together. So watching it back, I'd have to say I agree a little bit that I was like, oh, maybe it wasn't all like fun and games or, you know, positive. But yeah, I mean, I did know that there were some heavy feelings going on, but I definitely, yeah. I would agree with Ariana that watching it back, it's a little different. Yeah,
totally. And I mean, going off that, Lala and Sheena obviously are a little bit more open to letting Sandoval back in some respects. And I think they've said that it's sort of for the sake of the show and for the group to kind of move forward. Ariana is obviously sort of protecting herself from that. And I think rightfully so. But how do you read those different approaches to resolution or to moving forward as somebody who can kind of be on both sides of it?
Yeah, that's such a hard question. I want her to have her boundaries and I don't, you know, I totally agree with her being authentic all season. She didn't want to film with him. She didn't want to see him. And even though they live together, which I know that's like the argument, like they really didn't see each other. So yeah, I want her to have her boundaries up. I think she deserves them. I think everything heals with time. So I do think that over time, I'm sure I don't know. But from James's point of view, even like he's different because he's healed a little more and he's able to kind of have conversations with Sandoval. But I still don't think he's ready to be like besties with him again. But I think it all just takes time and we have to respect that everyone's at a different speed.
I completely agree. I thought the scene with James and Sandoval, his band practice was kind of cracking me up because they just like they take shots at one another and they can't help themselves.
I know. It's literally ping pong. They're just like,
Yep.
I loved though how Hippie at the end when they're like walking out and Hippie like gave the last look. Did you notice that?
Yes.
I'm out with my dad. He's going to go press play on his
Bye, own. Felicia. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
You were all at Coachella together recently. And I know that the reunion, everything that we kind of have heard about it and it's been sort of teased is that it ended on kind of a divisive note. The group was more divided than it was at the beginning of the season. What was it like at Coachella, given that you guys had filmed the reunion recently?
It was good. I only saw Sheena and Ariana, and mostly separate. We hung out with Ariana and Dan the last day on Sunday, but they were all at James's show, Sheena. Yeah. And so I saw them, and you know, it was really sweet of them to come. They were supporting James. It was obviously very loud, and there were a lot of people, so I didn't really have like any private conversations. So yeah, that's all I can really say about Coachella, but like we all had fun in our own way.
There's enough distraction to kind of
but I mean, we did, you know, we were all together,
yeah.
And you know, like all, and that's what I always joke with them is like, you guys are a family, so it's like they come together and it always ends up being okay.
It's brothers and sisters who just we go through ups and downs.
Exactly. Yeah, I know.
And Allie, I feel like, you know, I feel like you handled last year on the show very well, all things considered. You're on the same cast as your boyfriend's ex, and obviously we don't have to replay it all, but that things blew up in a way that nobody could have suspected. But how has Rachel not being on the show this season opened up the group for you in a way that it wasn't in season 10?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely I'm more, well, I mean, because like season 10, Ariana and Raquel were best friends. They were hanging out all the time. They were always together. And Ariana was always nice to me and welcoming to me too. And we had our own little friendship, but it's, you know, it's obviously like it was them. And so, you know, I was fine with just hanging out with James and like being more with him. But this year, now that she's obviously not around, like I have gotten to, you know, get to know the girls more. And they were always welcoming though. I don't want it to seem like they weren't. They were. But it was just, you know, okay, well, like they're hanging out, so like I'll go over here. And it was fine.
But is there a particular friendship that you feel like was really unlocked this year for you that you feel like you couldn't really go down that path last year?
Yeah. Ariana and Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Where I feel like, again, just Ariana, because she was always with Raquel. And that was her friend. Sheena, actually, even last year in season 10, even though Sheena and Raquel were super close, Sheena was still always very nice and welcoming to me. And we had our own friendship separately. But yeah, I do think Ariana and Katie and I have kind of, we've bonded more. For sure.
That's great to hear. Yeah. And and I think it just speaks to like the way that we can have a lot of the same people, but the dynamic can really shift so quickly.
1000%.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And the other slight difference, Allie, this year is that, you know, some of the cast of The Valley is around this season, and especially towards the sort of back half of the season as they sort of started to get filming. And that includes another one of James's exes in Kristen. It also includes Jack and Brittany. What was it like for you to have them in the mix a little bit this year?
I mean, I really only saw Jax and Brittany a few times.
Okay.
I'm friends with Janet. So like that, you know, just through Sheena.
Love Janet.
Love Janet. She's an Ohio girly as well. So we get along. But yeah, I think Jax and Brittany, just kind of adding them into the group too. Brittany's amazing, love her, super sweet. And Jax is Jax, which is everything that I've been told about. So he's Jax. I don't know. He's a lot.
He was what you expected him to be.
Yes. But he was very nice to me. He's been
okay.
Very nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so you never really interacted with Kristen in filming?
No, not for filming.
Got it. Yeah. And then last season, I was calling you the sort of Scandoval whistleblower, because I feel like you speaking up about that interaction that you saw at the Abbey between them, I thought that was a really big sort of establishing moment for you and your voice on this show, and like just not being afraid to come in. And that must have been kind of scary to bring up and like tell Sheena about.
Yeah, it was really scary.
Would you agree with that it was a big moment for you to establish your voice?
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you for saying that. Cause I do remember having a lot of anxiety, like after bringing it up, kind of backpedaling and being like, oh shit. Because Sheena was like, that would never happen. And even James was like, that would never happen. Like everyone was so sure. And so then I felt bad. I was like, oh, sorry. Then like, I don't want to make this a thing, but it was weird. And they would hang out all the time. And Ariana at the same time would always be like, Tom's never home. I wish we would spend more time together. And then, you know, he's out on a Tuesday night at 1 a.m. So I'm like, he's choosing not to be home. Like, you know, he could easily be at home. He should be at home. So that was weird.
You were a third party coming in and noticing something that other people like couldn't notice, basically.
You would have noticed it too. Like, that's the thing. Everyone would have noticed it outside of that group, which is just, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
But I overall, what was it like? I mean, I have to know, what was it like to have that be your first big experience? I mean, just like in general, that is like, because it was a season for the ages of any show on Bravo. And you, it was your first season on the show.
Yeah, it was a lot. It all just kind of, I don't know, in a weird way, like it just kind of happened so quickly and everything escalated. So you don't really have a choice except to like roll with it. It's almost like, you know, when you're healthier, when you're busier, because you just got a lot on your plate and you don't have another option. You just got to go, go, go. It was like that. So yeah, it's kind of holding on and like, okay, James, how do we feel? How are we feeling? Like, you know, it was crazy. Yeah, it was.
And I guess it's one of those things where it's like, if you can deal with that, you can deal with pretty much anything, I guess.
I feel like that too. No, I know. I'm like, I already was through the hard, like the hard part happened.
Hopefully. Right. Exactly. The other thing I wanted to pick your brain about a little bit from this season, Allie, is when it comes to Joe, who sort of, we kind of got bits and pieces from her at the beginning of the season, but the middle of this season, she was around a lot. And I guess my first question for you is like, there's that scene where you're all at the hotel and Joe sort of hiding out at that on that bed. And what she said about that scene after is that they were all being really mean girls to her and like kind of talking about her giving the cold shoulder.
Yeah.
But I think it's one of those things where it's like, what do you think she expected out of the experience of coming in, given that she knew about what was going on? How do you read kind of that dynamic?
Oh, that was so difficult because I wanted to give her like the benefit of the doubt at the time. And I wanted her to just know that she could come to things and have like safety, like have someone that wasn't going to attack her, like have someone there that would be like, hi, like say hi to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And like talk to you, just so she wouldn't feel so like the black sheep, you know? But I didn't really understand the history that Joe had with Katie and everyone. I mean, I did to an extent. Katie did explain it to me, but yeah, I don't know. Watching it back, I kind of understand it a little more. Like, I didn't know about Big Bear and I didn't know about like a lot of the, I don't think at least, I don't know. Yeah, I kind of believed her when she would say like, no, I didn't know about it. But watching it back and stuff, it is hard to know for sure. So, you know, it is what it is, but I understand why the girls had their boundaries up for sure.
So do you think she's being honest about the fact that she thought that Sandoval and Ariana were broken up when she went on that trip with all of them?
I hate to say that she was like lying, but I don't know how she would think that. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Unless Sandoval was really telling her, but then they would like go to the shows together and Ariana would always be at the shows and stuff and like supporting him. So I don't know in what world you'd be living in if you thought that they were broken up, but.
Right. And then last question about her. Do you think that Schwartz was sort of leading her on? Do you, because that one scene where she sort of leaves and she's like, I want to call my dad. You know, I felt a little bit for her in that moment because I did feel like Schwartz, I could see what energy she was getting from him.
Yeah, he led her on fully. Like, Schwartz, come on. And I felt, yeah, I feel bad for her for sure. And I think during filming is intense. And I think that she really thought that she had a friend in Schwartz and was really like really confided in him. And I mean, we all gave her a chance to be honest. We were like, are you guys sleeping together? Are you guys a thing? And she'd be like, no, we're not. I'm like, I wish that she just told us the truth, because then we would have been like, Schwartz, what the heck? You know, like he would have been caught out a little bit more. But yeah, he let her on and she was in love. So like, you know, you don't always see super clearly when you're in love. And so I feel for her.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So the rest of the season, Allie, I know you guys go to San Francisco soon on the show. What's to come from that trip? Because that it looks like there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah. It all honestly, like it really all escalates. Like the dynamics.
Yeah.
It's just, it's really sad. It's emotional and it's confusing and no one knows who to trust. And it's just, yeah, I don't know. It's messy. San Francisco was a trip.
And then the reunion, we've talked around it a little bit, but like, okay, I guess from you, going into the reunion, was there something that you wanted an answer on or that you felt that you wanted to bring up or talk about?
I was just really excited to share like the positive updates of Hippie and the cats. Just like, you know, where James and I were at, and it was all good things. I didn't have any really like, I don't know. I'm trying to remember. No, I don't think I had any questions. Yeah.
What about coming out of it? Do you have more questions coming out?
I had a lot of questions coming out of it. I'm not lying. Lots of questions coming out of it. Still questions. Yeah, I feel like we, I don't know, it was like therapy. It was deep. And I think everyone probably feels similar. Like it was just very emotional and divisive. And can, yeah, even with Joe, I have more questions from her too. I'm like, wait, oh, okay. I don't know. We get like a different side to the story.
We're still not being totally clear. Okay.
Yeah. But it was a good reunion. Like there was, but it was heavy. And it was just really emotional.
Yeah. Okay. And then lastly, Allie, I mean, I just think, again, we talked about it at the top with Girls Girl, with your readings and that whole business. It's like, I feel like you're utilizing this platform so well already. It's been not even two seasons for you. What's your mindset in terms of that, in terms of sort of capitalizing on this amazing platform that you're on and just rolling with it?
Thank you. I don't know why I say thank you. I think I've seen some comments where people are like, oh, she's an opportunist. And I'm like, thank you so much. You either would rather me be boring or like, and not do anything and not have hobbies, or I have hobbies and I'm still the bad guy, but it doesn't matter. But I'm grateful because I've never felt more passionate and happy with the work that I'm doing, which is astrology. And so I'm incredibly grateful that I see clients every single day, and I get to meet with amazing people from all over the world and talk about astrology and share the message of astrology. So I'm really happy that, you know, obviously this show has given me the platform to be able to like meet with people. So I'm very grateful. Yeah.
Do fans ever try to get readings from you and then try to like get the tea in those sessions?
Surprisingly, no. I didn't know what to expect either. And I'm not even kidding. Every client I've met with has been so awesome. And like the Bravo fans are really freaking cool. Like I've met some really, really awesome people from all over the world.
Good.
And they're all super respectful. We really don't even talk about Vanderpump. There's probably been a few times where people will be like, have you on the show? And maybe they'll ask a question or two. But for the most part, it's like, we're talking about astrology.
That's good to hear. And then lastly, Allie, Girls Girl, is it part of like a bigger project? Is there more music in the pipeline? Talk to me about sort of the plans on that front.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like I did Girls Girl just because I wrote the song, and James and I have been wanting to do music together. Like, since we got together, we're like, we have to do a song together. And so there's still a lot of ideas and things that we want to do together because we just love making music. And so it's like, he's always on his laptop making beats, and I like to write songs like on my guitar. And so we'll like come together. So yeah, I do think there will be more music in the future, but it comes from, you know, it's like, it's a hobby. It's really fun for me. And so if it feels organic and natural, then like, I do want to make more songs though, because I had so much fun doing it.
I think you need to hop on a song with Sheena too. I really think that.
Yes, I would love that. I would love that.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love it. Well, Allie, thanks for taking the time. Enjoy your time in New York. It was great to chat with you, and I can't wait to see the rest of the season.
Thank you so much. It was so fun.
Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gibsonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and keep up with all things Gabbing with Gabe at Gabbing with Gabe on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gabe is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.